Writing music is really special to me. Like I always say, it, apart from the fact that we have to market music and you know what I mean, do just creating music
it's gives
me
they part.
Give me joy. It's got that sweat. Like
people ask me where I get all my energy from. From the stage to the studio and to my desk. I am the energy god. And you can be one too.
You're listening to Adeshokpe Live, the Afrobeat podcast.
Right.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to a brand new edition of Adeshokpe Live, the official Afrobeat podcast, where we break down the hot topics within the culture. And most times, I'm joined by a special guest to chop it with me one-on-one. As always, make sure you click the subscription button. If you haven't done so, do it now. Subscribe. Let's get our numbers up. The bigger our platform gets, the better we're in position to promote our people without having to wait on other people to do that. As always, this was brought to you by the Energy God. Energy drink, drink and be yourselves. This is for us, by us. Visit energygod.com and support the movement. It's very important. We appreciate your support anyway. Now, all the way from Port Harcourt, Nigeria, via Lagos City, and now Europe, he is a producer, a writer, a singer-songwriter. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the talents, they call him the original vibe machine. For this interview, I'm going to say Wonder Banta! What's going on, Wonder Banta?
I'm all right.
Listen,
I'm
man, I was thinking to myself, that I'm sure I can beat my chest that I'm probably the first person to ever play your record on the radio here in the UK.
That's true, man. I can remember African Woman
African
back then,
woman.
2019. That's facts. Blessings, blessings. I appreciate.
Listen, I just thought that record was different.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know what you looked like. I didn't know anything. That record was just sent to me by my DJ. I played it. I'm like, this was different.
Mm-hmm.
And as far back as then, Wonder Banta has been different.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it a little bit back so people can get a little introduction on who you are and where you've come from.
Yeah.
Give us a little summary of Wonder Banta and where you're from, basically.
So, yeah, like you said, while you were introducing me, I'm from Port Harcourt, Nigeria, from the south side. I mean, that's where the best talents come from.
Talk your shit, my nigga.
But for real, though, that's the best.
We can't complain.
You could fact check. So, yeah, I grew up in River State, Port Harcourt. I was born and bred in PA City. I'm 100% Port Harcourt boy, and
wow.
I'm really proud to be from Port Harcourt, you feel me? So, of course, I started making music in Port Harcourt from while I was, like, really, really young. I used to play football, though, like, that's my first love. But along the line, I fell in love with music and started making music. Then it got to a point I had to move to Lagos. Because Lagos is like the hub.
That's like the LA.
Yeah, you feel me?
<That's> the
of Nigeria, yeah. Of the Nigerian music scene, African music scene in general. So I had to move to Lagos. Shout out to Adasa Cookie, the veteran.
How did he find you? Now, Adasa Cookie is one of the most iconic video directors to ever come out of Africa.
Yeah.
This brother shot some of the greatest music videos that introduced Afrobeats and Afropop to the entire world. I remember seeing his name on hit records. I can't even count now. There was a time he celebrated making over maybe like 1,000 music videos or 100, something crazy. How did Adasa get a word of this young brother that was making music?
I can remember it was through Facebook back then. I just started recording, going to the studios to like just sit around and find the opportunity to make songs. So I had recorded like a couple songs, like really, really rough songs because it wasn't really properly mixed. But I knew I was doing something correctly. You feel me? So I texted him on Facebook. I used to text people back then. Il Bleez, shout out to Il Bleez. He's a real one. You feel me? Back then, because I was nobody per se. I was just a youngin in the internet. I was just sending him a message. He was one of the people that were responding to me. Adasa also responded to me. I was like, let me hear your stuff. So I sent him a couple demos I had made then. He really liked it. He sent me some instrumentals to like try me on. So I tried them. I sent back to him. I was feeling it. That's how we got into business.
No way.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Port Harcourt, man. Because the thing is, you've mentioned the fact that you were playing football.
Yeah.
Originally, mm-hmm. but somehow you found music. Where did the music story start? Was it in the house? Was it your friends? Was it school? What was it?
Actually, it was my older sister's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, who happens to be Nas' boy.
No way!
I swear.
Shout out to Nas' boy.
Yeah,
that
shout out to Nas' boy.
How far back Nas' boy has been doing music?
He's a legend because he inspired me to make music. His studio was the first place I actually saw a studio setup. I saw FL Studio and how music was made. So shout out to Nas' boy.
Wow.
We could say he's an old cat, isn't he?
Oh, he's an old cat that's being a new cat.
Yeah.
Now.
So, but shout out to Nas' boy. I'm really, really proud of him. You feel me? We go back. Go way, way back, and I'm really proud to where he is now and what he's doing, man. The best is yet to come. When I never hear anything, I swear, man. Shout out to, oh, God, don't be lying.
Now, tell me about Port Harcourt, man.
Yeah.
Port Harcourt, there definitely is something in the water.
Of course.
There's something in the water that you guys are drinking. Yes, there are a lot of talent spilling out in the world, but when we talk about Port Harcourt City specifically, and the amount of geniuses that city has put on the map, not just making any type of music. I could start mentioning names, and I could go Duncan Mighty, go Timaya. Each one of these artists are individual mad creators don't sound like anybody else in the world.
Facts.
Talk to me about Port Harcourt, what it is about that city that's so musically gifted.
For me, I always say, because growing up, I listened to quality music growing up. We had an industry for Port Harcourt, you understand? They had Lagos, the normal Nigerian national artists that cut across from Lagos. But we had our own industry in Port Harcourt.
They were
local superstars. Like, shout out to MKs, Maxi, Duncan Mighty, Timaya, there's so many of them, Frank De Niro. So growing up, I listened to these people. Even when the Lagos music was buzzing, our music was buzzing also, and it was really, really rich music. And apart from that, our general background, Port Harcourt is a different vibe, it's a different place. Our lingua is different. Our pidgin is special.
You feel me?
I mean, I can be somewhere in Nigeria and speak my Port Harcourt pidgin, and everyone is going to be looking at me. And they just look like, so where is this guy in the camp? Like, you understand? Who you would understand PGs out? You get things I go talk now, you might know, you know, go figure out.
Absolutely.
You understand? You know, go by understanding mathematics for the talking about it, you. You feel me? So, yeah, I think those are part of the reasons why our music and the sound that comes from Port Harcourt is really different. So,
Now, recently, there's the conversation about artists not wanting to be boxed into genres and not wanting to be put in a specific place. But I read your profile, and it says in there that you were inspired by Caribbean music.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I listen to lots of Caribbean music because I've always been connected to dancehall music. That's where I started gravitating towards when I started loving music. Shout out to Sean Paul, Shaggy, Beanie Man. In Port Harcourt, I have to take you back to Port Harcourt again. We really had people making dancehall music, like reggae dancehall music was big.
Hence
it's what they call Canny Reef, like it's a Port Harcourt River State Carnival they used to do back in the days. They always brought in like people like Morgan Heritage. Mm. That's where I saw Shaggy for the first time.
Wow.
And Beanie Man, yeah, people used to come like that. So the reggae influence in Port Harcourt is really huge. Like take a look at Burna Boy,
Bruno
Mars. Is like you can always hear the Afro like the reggae dancehall influence in the music. So I think it's a Port Harcourt thing because we listen to lots of music like that growing up.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of people have talked about the hardships and difficulties that they faced, you know, to even get out of that city, to get to the, you know, Timaya had said that he went to I think it was a music marketer at the time who had offered him some peanuts or whatever. You know, everybody always struggling to come out of that city. What was your background like? What was the struggles like for you?
Yeah, actually, just to add to what you just said about Timaya, we actually come from the same hood in Port Harcourt. It's called Ajib Estates. I was born and brought up in Route 4. Timaya's was Route 10. Yeah, I think Route 10. So I was quite little, but I saw some of his movements. I saw how he moved back then because he really loved music. He went to talent shows. He was freestyling all the time. Like, we actually used to see him freestyle in the streets and just, like, people were always like, bro, you know, go good school, you feel me, stuff like that. But he always was just making music until he got to make it big, you understand? So, like, for me, always, just like every other person, our parents, yeah, because my father is really big on education, so everybody just wanted their kids to, like, go to school and do the normal conventional jobs and stuff like that. So that was, like, the biggest challenge, to, like, do what you want to do freely. The opportunity wasn't so, it wasn't there like that, you get. Then where you are record now, okay, will you, you feel me, will you, okay, they don't grill us, they don't grill us, yeah, go sing, yeah, you won't sing, you get me, that one, So, but one way or the other, shout out to, we just grew up as friends. The producer I was working with back then was my friend. We used to play football together. So he learned how to produce, and I was singing.
You were like,
yeah, and I sound. So we are just practicing, growing together. Shout out to Eddie Roll. His name is Eddie Roll.
He still makes music.
Shout out to him. Really talented guy. So we're just growing together and just trying to make way until the Adassa P happened, and I had to move to Lagos.
So when Adassa came calling,
yeah,
was basically when you moved to Lagos, mm-hmm, to start doing this music professionally.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was like 2015. Jeez. I remember I was in school then. I was in River State University back then.
So did you quit?
Yeah, I had to quit.
What were you studying? Civil engineering.
It was
math and all that.
Yes, yeah, so for that math and things. But I wasn't really doing badly because I left with, because me, I had to try. I said something small, you feel me? So that's why my father really was pissed, because he always has been banking on me to, like, be a professor, be that engineer, you get me? Because I didn't try, I didn't carry first, second, all this kind of thing when I was growing up. So he really wanted me to go on that path. But since back then, I always knew in this life I have to do what I want to do, you feel me? I don't really, till now, people ask me, like, what gave you the courage to do, like, to make the moves you made and stuff like that. But I just feel like I was blessed with a mind of my own, like, to make decisions that I know are going to be the best for me. So shout out to my dad also. We're really cool now.
it's
my G. But back then, it wasn't funny when he heard I left school for Lagos to do music. It wasn't, wow, no be better news with that. Like, it caused problems. But leaving school, I waited. I knew the risks involved in what I was doing, because I didn't just get up and just move to Lagos. I actually thought about it. Shout out to my older brother, always there for me to talk to, you feel me? So I just talked to him about it. I told him, this is what I want to do. I know the consequences behind it. If I leave school and I don't make it, I live big wahala. You feel me? But now one mind with the caller for peace. I just use one mind.
What about the pressure for that? Because now you've left school. You're definitely not talking to dad yet. Yeah. There's beef in that side.
Yes, no.
You're in Lagos. Now, Lagos, you're basically starting from the scratch.
Yes, so new environment.
What was the pressure like growing up in a new environment? Even maybe trying to learn the language as
Yeah, of course. Learn the culture, because it's different. Like, Lagos is completely different from whatever happens in River State. You feel me? That's like 10 hours, 11 hours drive on a normal day, you feel me? So it's now far place from house. The pressure was always there. But I knew about all these things before I left, because I'll be a human being and I'll be a sharp guy from small, you feel me? So I knew there was going to be pressure. Nothing was going to be given. So I came there, I just did my hustle. Part of my ways to, like, make my journey easier was trying to learn production and start learning how to write music in my own way, so I can, before the big bang happens, like, I can always find my way and just still survive, because you gotta survive first, you understand?
Facts.
You feel me?
I was gonna ask you that, yeah. The production.
Yeah, it came along the way, because shout out to Adassa, I didn't try my best, you feel me? But shout out to my producers also, Pimps Beats, Eddie Roll, we was in Lagos together grinding. But at the time, I felt like I needed to be making more music. I needed to like be in the studio more of the time. And then the human beings, I know if you girls go, they say, oh boy, even when they won't sleep sometimes, they won't rest, you get me? But I wanted to make more music. I wanted to discover myself. Adasa was really pushing me. Shout out to Adasa. He played a really big role in who I am today musically, you understand? So that's how I picked up a laptop and downloaded FL and started practicing and practicing. I really didn't till today. I don't know how to play keyboard like professionally.
So you use
I just
the
use
laptop.
My ears, you know. I just use my ears, the keyboard on the laptop. Just started making beats from scratch, starting to get used to it, and this is how it is today.
That's crazy, man. So for young up and coming artists, that a lot of them are, I'm sure you receive DMs
of
all
course.
The time, they're making music, please listen to me. Would them learning how to be, how to add value to others with learning production and writing, would that be another
of
skill?
Of course. I tell people all the time, like, in this business, because the business changes with time. How it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago,
it's
not what
it
is now. You feel me? You have to move with time and move with the changes. If not, you're going to get left behind. You understand? And it's a value business. You always have to add value. So, you have to bring something more than just singing to the table. You feel me? It's something that I actually tell people a lot. All the artists that I'm opportune to like meet and have discussions with, I tell them like, bro, you always have to at every point be working on something that adds value to yourself, so you can add that value to the game, and the game is going to pay you for it. That's how it works automatically. So,
when do you think or can you remember the first time that you felt like the game was finally kind of, you know, paying me back? When do you think that moment was? Was there a moment?
Yeah, I think it was moments, not just one. It was this, my life, how I see it, things happens by levels, you understand? Levels by levels. When I started making actual beats that I was feeling, because I could not record on my own beats for like 6 months into production, because I felt like it wasn't good enough. Yeah. So when I started recording on my own beats, I was like, oh, I'm getting somewhere. That was when I started making Jawar then to African Woman. You understand? The day
you
I made that,
African
Woman. I did. The day I made it, I was like, oh,
you knew this one sounded.
Yeah, I knew. Okay, this one is. I'm getting somewhere. You feel me? So I started getting paid for beats. So I knew, okay, I can actually make a living from this. You understand? While I still make my normal songs and do my normal artist beat, so I'm doing production on the side. Then I started writing for. Shout out to Ricardo Banks. He gave me an opportunity to write for him back then. Shout out to Techno, actually gifted me my first laptop because I sent in a record. I was working on my PC that had like, you know, the normal PC. So I sent him some work that he asked me to make for him, and there was virus in it. So it was like, ah, but we see they can't do this. Like, what's that? I said, boy, I love my computer. You feel me? He was like, ah, boy, come out. So I come carry one laptop now. So I got to his house and he gave me an Alienware, like, really big laptop. It was like heavy. You feel me? So shout out to Techno, man. Big ups to Techno. So I started writing songs and working with other artists. So at that level, I knew, okay, this is starting to make sense. Then I was just doing my, because I'm always working on something, just always working on myself and minding my business. That's how I do my own piece. So until I dropped my the first EP. Album. The EPs, all those ones were happening in the process of me learning production and doing all this other stuff, but everything like shaping properly when I dropped my debut album, OVM, Original Vibe Machine.
That was 2021.
Yeah, and No Wahala happened.
No Wahala happened. Now, the thing is, you see, you talked about writing. That's always been a very big topic within not only our culture, but other music industries, where writers are seen as very special people. Because, number one, you can either tell someone else's story or you can draw from your own experiences to write. Talk to me about that skill of writing. Where does it come from? Did you write poetry before, or Was just this was just
writing music is really special to me. Like I always say, it, apart from the fact that we have to market music and I mean, do just creating music it's gives me they part. Give me joy. Because I swear to God, like I always tell people who play PS2, people that actually play PlayStation yes. 2, there's a kind of joy we used to have when we played PlayStation back in the days. Yeah, when there's light. Like,
yeah,
we're like,
yeah.
So if light comes, everybody, they're happy, they're all going to we'll play game. So that's the kind of joy I get anytime, even till date, anytime I have to like make music, I still have that rush in my body. So writing music is art. You feel me? Like you just said, it might be my story, it might be someone else's story, it might be something that inspires me out of nowhere. So it could be anything, you feel me? But it's really something I'm really keen about, because I feel like, according to Fela, music is not joke, it's not something we should play with, because music is really powerful. For you to like sing a song, someone else listens to the song and start crying, you get me? Or yeah, or you sing song, somebody listening to Rami, ginger the person, like that's powerful, that's spiritual, you understand? Like the only place you could see like 20,000 people, 30k people, either they're doing a crusade or someone is doing a concert. You get me? So
and music is involved.
Yeah, music is involved. Even in church, music is involved. In football, music is involved. In whatever you do in life, music is involved. So I'm really privileged to have the talent to make music, to craft music that even people can connect to. So that's
you mentioned
really,
you know, you mentioned your debut album.
Yeah.
In the debut album, I think there's Latan in there,
yeah,
there's Stone Boy in there,
there's Don Kamighty.
Yeah, the Shay Don Kamighty. Yeah. First of all, let's talk about the selection of your collaborators on that album.
Yeah.
I saw Stone Boy on remix, I saw, you know, there's Don Kamighty there, there's Shay Shay, there's Latan on the record. Was that a A&R decision, or was that just you with the kind of energies that
It's energy. I can't lie to you. Like all the collaborations I've made in my entire career has been on the energy. That's how I like to work, because I feel like, just like we said, music is really spiritual, and I feel like if the energy is right, the music is going to be right. Shout out to Zlatan. I actually went to produce for Lighter.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to Lighter. And Zlatan came into the studio and was like, oh man, you don't tell her, I don't define me with me, and you just link up. I say, oh boy, get you. I just played, that was the first record I played, and the verse was open, and she jumped on it, and we had that record. Sheisha also, I produced a song for her, and she was like, we should make a song together. Don't come out, it's not my single man. OG, man, one of the most talented, can't lie. Wow. Stone Boy, man, big up to Stone Boy. I was literally just doing my thing, man. Till Wonder Banting Brown wasn't so, I was doing my thing still, but it wasn't so big for Stone Boy to like jump on my record. But he heard it. Shout out to
Adas
House. Yeah, he's a music guy. He's a short. He's not just a music guy. He's a real guy.
He's
that's
a music guy.
That's a quality human. Yeah. You feel me? He's a top man. You feel me? He has my respect for life. So he jumped on the remix to one of my records, Way Up.
Yeah.
And it was a smash, and it was part of the album.
Your name, Wonder Banting.
Yeah.
You hear that record straight, you're thinking Jamaica. Mm-hmm. You're thinking, you know, this is Banting.
Yeah.
Is a name for greats out of Jamaica.
Nah, man.
So whose decision was that? Where did you get that from? What were you thinking? How did you put that together?
Yeah, Wonder Banting. He originally was just Wonder. But actually, it started from Wonder Boy. Like I told you, I was playing football. Like I've been bad.
Yeah.
What
side were you playing? What was your position?
Nah, they come from flank. I played 7 or 11.
Hey.
That mean. But I've been bad. I look like you. Don't be. I don't just talk big sweet.
I've seen boys playing. I've seen Zlatan and go. Do you play in Lagos? Do you go play?
Yeah, I play sometimes. I go out to play. Mm. I see they play, but then see we don't knock things now. So
if they go, if you go there. That's one of the reasons why.
Yes,
run away from the pitch.
Yes, while look at TIC, they have they need to pay me.
Look at Fouls was here for 6 months. He had an ACL operation.
Crazy.
Proper. It was crazy. I was going to check him out, friends and family. He couldn't go anywhere.
He'll be tired.
Serious. He did. Not only did he do the serious operation, footballer's injury, then he had to go through rehabilitation. proper.
Crazy. But that was wild.
I'm telling you, I said this in me. He now said it wasn't even a tackle. So apparently, he was running. Somebody was coming behind him. He just turned, making him do that person. Mm. As he caught like this.
Bah!
Let go with it.
Shit.
Crazy. So his was like self-inflicted. It wasn't even anybody tackling him.
Man. Yeah, man. Those are the kind of things we're avoiding. Like, you get me first look good day out of route for 6 months. Yeah, but it is what it is at the end of the day. So yeah, I was playing football. I was playing football really good. So they used to call me, I was becoming small where then they play with senior brother them. So they used to call me Wonder Boy. Mm. So that was my nickname in the hood. Like in Aji Pesti, Wonder Boy, but don't you Wonder Boy? So when I fell in love with music and decided to take music as a teen, I just decided to stick with it like Wonder Boy. Mm. But then there was a Wonder Boy in the industry then.
Already.
That's why I had to spell differently. Then one as a figure, then DA. It was just Wonder for a while. But somehow, anybody that heard my music, because I used to do reggae dance of a lot, like Charlie, after national alone like Kali, I'm a vibe machine, so me give you anytime you want it. Bad mommy boy properly, so me step in at the scene, so me like not me.
So
you get me, if they hear that like they just start adding banting, banting. Mm. Oh boy, wonder banting, blood. They used to speak patois to me, that means. So everyone was just calling me Wonder Banting. That's how I said, boy, it's just you, no good just, man.
No good
just. I swear, man. And Banting actually, after researches and stuff like it, actually means storyteller. That's what it means in Jamaican language, per se. So that's how I stuck to it, Wonder Banting.
You talked about, you just went through No Wahala briefly.
Yeah.
After the debut album. Now that, a lot of musicians in this world always pray for that monster hit record that transcends them, that becomes a moving force by itself. You know, we've seen Love Wantity, we've seen Calm Down, we've seen so-called records like that, you know, Last and If and all. No Hala. Talk to me about the story of that record. How did that record
come? First off, that record was the last record to be added on the album.
Damn.
I swear. That was the last record we actually put on the album. So let me just start from how it was made. DJ YB is a DJ. He wanted to put me on a song and Terry. So he put up like a session with Blaze Beat. Shout out to Blaze Beat.
That's where I heard
Uber. You get me? So we had a session and it was really great. The song we made was amazing. So I took it back home and I played for Adasa. It was like a really lofty production that I have to go back to Blaze like for another session, this time for my own song, you feel me? So that's how I got to Blaze's studio. Mickey, the guitarist, amazing guy. He was there also. Some other guys, and I went with my guys also. So we started making the beats. So in the middle of the session, I was like, bro, what is it I want to sing on top of this beat like this? It was just so amazing. So I was like, I just want to sing how I feel. You understand? And then it get real live in day. But at the same time, based on how I navigate life, Wahala di, you understand? Wahala di always di. Wahala di that period. You get me? But at the same time, in the midst of all those things, we still had time. Shout out to my guys. It's always good energy. We still had time to like just have fun with life. So that was the energy I wanted to put into the song. And it was really easy. I recorded myself in less than 45 minutes.
No way.
And the song
the
was
whole
done.
Song.
Yeah. It was done. Yeah. One of the easiest recordings I've had. And it just came out. And I took the song. We played it in the car. One of my tweets at that period is full of. Yeah, that's how I was staying on the mainland. Then we took it. Me and my homeboy, Tiny, we played this record back home, and that was it. We stopped playing it because I make music all the time, and once there's a new record, we just recorded. That's now that was the real for us. Like, you get me?
So now that one you go, they play all the
so
time.
So when it was time to put the album together, shout out to Adasa and my whole team. Like, it was like there's this particular record that I sent to him sometime that he wants me to listen to it again. And he shared it with the rest of the team. I was like, this record needs to be on the album. So that's how I reached out to Blaze and got it cleared and made the album.
So when did the first movement what was the first sign that this record, if I say this thing won't change?
First of all, when the album was to come out, like, no, my album will get lead single.
Yes.
So Adasa and the my manager was like, man, this song should be the song. I mean, my man, don't begin para. Oh, boy, we'll get some jobs with you. We are starting, like, But still on still, that's why it's teamwork. At the end of the day, we have to, like, okay, based on everybody, they get within and they see, there's something they can see. You understand? So we're like, okay, no shaking, no shaking. Everybody just pattern up, full up. So we put the song out. We did all we were supposed to do. Like, we actually did the work for that song, for No Wahala. We shot a very nice video. Yep. We plugged it. We did challenges. And we just did what we were supposed to do. Yep. And like how we do our thing, we do what we have to do and we just keep moving on. We already shot the video for No Sleep with Zlatan when things started popping up, and we just started, me and Abel, I be this, and I was like, I started seeing TikTok videos here and there, TikTok from here, and shout out to Richie Emmanuel, he's a dancer. Mm-hmm. He actually danced on the song. He made a routine for it that I think influenced
the movement,
and that's how it happened. We just started seeing traction here and there, and before you know it was everywhere.
Phone was ringing,
I swear.
Now you know that record is flying, it's doing so well, bah, 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 bah. Boom, we hear the remix
Shout out to Be Frankly. Yeah. I swear, he was the one that orchestrated it. Yeah. Can't lie. Like, I was at my brother's Dan Dizzy. We were just playing FIFA. We were just a chill. So Obi called me. I was like, ah, man, I did Kiss play. So he really likes that your song. Or that if he comes to you, I said, ah, no, she can. I've seen how they do that. But I'm busted. You understand? I went there. I met Kiss Daniel. He said he really likes the song. He wants us to make a remix. I said, ah, no, she can. But me, I'm out. So he recorded his verse, and he was like, he really thinks Tiwa should be on the song. He actually invited her on the song.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's how Tiwa came on the song, and we had the remix.
And remix. Going everywhere.
I swear, man.
Now, you had, you know, 2023 saw you practically living outside of the country.
Yeah.
You know, where are some of the places that this record ultimately took Wonder Band into?
Senior man, I don't work out, I swear. I swear. But shout out to the fans for always showing love. Europe, Germany, Sweden.
On stage with, you know, at the Whiskey concert.
Yeah, at the Accra Arena. Shout out to GG Tunes and Whiskey for that opportunity.
So you really with your big brother Omalay.
Yeah, shout out to Omalay. We always, anytime we link up, it's good energy.
It's always. Talk to me about this Port Harcourt Young situation where I've got the Ajebo Hustlers, I've got Omalay, I've got Wonder Banting.
Dan Dizzy.
What's that feeling like when you guys see each other?
Yeah, well, we're only plenty now. There's Wizard Chan now in the building.
Oh, it's Port Harcourt as
well. Yeah, there's K-Style.
Oh, wow.
There's November. There's so many that it just came well. Like,
wow.
See, in a short time, Port Harcourt, the Port Harcourt movement is going to be so strong that everyone is going to know that, okay, there's a movement.
There. But what are you guys also taking back to Port Harcourt now? Because there has to be, you know, if there's so many incredible talents now, you know, Omalay, we all know, man.
Of course.
Like, you guys are completely dominating the world, making a lot of money. You're shining, blinking.
Yeah,
I see your light.
I'm good.
So what are you guys taking back? Are you creating a radio station? Are you creating a big recording studio? Like, there has to be something other than Port Harcourt just looking at a lot of you youngsters now doing incredibly well. There has to be something, because there's so much more where you guys came from.
Yeah, actually. But I can't lie, stuff like what you just said now haven't been put to ground, you feel me? But I hope, and we will work with each other to make stuff like that happen, you feel me? Because what you just said now is concrete, according to how they talk about PAs.
You guys, because it's the uniqueness of your sound, your talent, the rate at which a Port Harcourt boy comes out and just completely breaks down doors. Yes. And then another one comes. Mm-hmm. And then another one. So we know that there's a different sound,
yeah,
different core talent,
okay,
from Port Harcourt there, that if you guys look at a way to kind of lock arms together and just start to see what else you can develop within that creative industry, mm-hmm, even if it's just like a talent hunt,
yeah,
that you guys go home to support at the end of the year, you know, together,
mm-hmm,
I believe that we're going to continue to see incredible talent more
appears
at a completely different speed come out. Now, it's 2024. You've enjoyed the riches,
yeah, so
the fame. How are the girls? You know, Sweden. What Sweden say?
Yeah,
France, Nico.
Sweden girls. Yes.
Now it's 2024. I saw shoot a video with Bella Schmada.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my brother Bella Fineboy. I mean, that's a good guy.
Talk to me about that unity, man. It's different. It's like, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, shout out to Bella Schmada and his whole team. Amazing people. We actually met in Ghana at a recording camp. That's where we made the first song. Mm. And we were making plans on putting out the song. And we made another one in Lagos. Wow. Based on how the energy is. Because like I told you earlier, all my collaborations, there's a particular energy that has to be present. You feel me? Like good energy. It has to be like, we want to do it together. Yeah, so shout out to Bella Schmada. We have a capsule project dropping in April.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the 5th of April. We shot a video here in London for one of the songs called Evidence. Amazing. Like, I don't want to come because me, I don't like to talk plenty. Maybe job just come up.
Did you produce any of these records?
No, I didn't. Like, shout out to 255, the German producers. Mm. They made
producers that guys. Make Afrobeats?
Yeah, yeah. You've ever heard of them?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, man. Amazing guys. Yeah. Amazing guys. So they made one of the songs, and Michael Braun.
The guy from the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah, he made the other one.
Oh,
yeah,
you see,
yeah,
that's how successful Afrobeats is now.
I mean,
your producers are not even the local producers. You're getting some guys from Germany, another one from the Caribbean,
yeah,
and all of that stuff. That's amazing. Now,
yeah, shout out to Sonny because it was a Sonny camp. So,
I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
Adasa Cookie, you know, that's the first platform. But now it looks like there's an international situation. What is the international partnership? What's the international label or stable for you?
Shout out to Sony France. We have business going on because of the vision that we have. Like, we sold the vision to them and they like tapped into what we're doing and they believe we have something going on. So we're in business, we're doing stuff together. We just started, like, this is the, we dropped a single in December, to like
let also everybody,
to wear the ground. You know, like we're about, we're about to get started with the Bella project. I have amazing projects on the way, amazing collaborations. Like,
are you working with anybody in France? Any of the French boys and girls?
I have stuff I'm working on, and I'm looking towards to. I've made some amazing songs with my Nigerian brothers also, and I have an EP on the way, an album in the works almost done. So it's just music from this drop, from this one with Bella Schmada. It's like, it's going to be like back to back.
And I wanted to touch on something as well. You know, your production and writing credits in the last 1 year popped up on, you know, David O's album. How does that happen? Was that a phone call from David himself? Was that just finding yourself in the studio? What was that?
Actually, it was from David himself. Wow. Like, I was not the same FIFA I've been playing. He gave me, and I got a message from him. He was like, I want you to work on my album. I said, no shaking up about me. I was opportunity to make, I produced the one with Caveman, Namoni, and Angeli. Then I wrote the one with Ashake, No Competition. So these are the records I worked on.
Two credits on Timeless album?
Live.
Come on, my Jaka. What is it like? You know, you're a musician yourself, you're a singer yourself, you're getting in with producers and stuff. But when you get a call from somebody like a David, or you step on stage with somebody like a Wizkid, or, you know, what is that like for an artist like yourself?
Yeah, for someone like me and how far I've come and where I'm coming from, it's a blessing. is something I'm really, really proud of, because I've come a long way from all the way from Port Harcourt to Lagos, and now I'm touring around the world and performing on the same stage as Wizkid, and being in the same studio as Davido. Like, these people, I actually watched them from our small sharp TV. So it's a blessing, it's a privilege, and it's also something to ginger myself to, that if this can happen, then so many other big things can happen. So
recording like an artist like David, like, do you even have the confidence to say, Baba, I beg, do that, do him again? Like, what do you do? Like, David, that was perfect, but can you do it one more time?
Yeah, but shout out to David. Like, people like David make the work easy, really easy, because he's an artist, he's a musician, he's someone who understands the art and understands the fact that we have to make it
get
right.
It,
you understand? We have to get it perfect, because you can only make music once, you can't correct it. As long as you put it out there, you
it's
can't
gone.
Go back on it. You feel me? So that time that we have to put it together, let's just take our time and really craft it and put 100% into it. So it was really not so much of a challenge to work with him. And I've been making music for a while, so I think I can call myself a professional.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
Listen, man. Like I said, I've worked closely with Adasa for years, and we've gone back and forth with you. I fell in love with the first song I ever heard from you. I thought, you know, African Woman was special, not only because of the lyrics, the vibe
the
of
composition,
the record, the composition. It was perfect in my ears. It's perfect music. And not only was it perfect music then, whenever I press play on it now,
still
it
gives
sounds
the same vibe.
Like you just produced it yesterday.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound dated.
Yes, that's how I like to make music, because I feel like I take music as wine. The the more it stays in the, what do they call it? The older it is,
the better
you feel me? So yeah, that's why anytime I'm in the studio, I make sure I try to make quality music that's going to stand the test of time. Mm. So whenever it's being put out, or how long it stays out there, doesn't affect the quality of
facts.
The music. So yeah, that's fine.
Now, finally, you've done it. You've records, album, you've had a smash record, you've been on stages in Europe. I saw you hanging out with Wizkid in Sweden. When is the Wonder Banting experience, the Wonder Banting show?
Yeah, we're putting something together for this year, because after the album drops this year, of course, definitely we have to. I'm planning something for my city first, Port Harcourt. Then, of course, I'm going
beautiful.
To be doing something in Lagos, then across Europe also. So, man, it's going to be like Wonder Banting on the road for real.
Wonder Banting on
the
road.
Yeah, man, I
can't
wait,
brother. Listen, again, thank you very much for joining me. There's going to be a lot for us to talk to in the future.
Yeah.
You went to Lagos in 2015.
Yeah.
You know, you put out records in 2017-18. I heard of you in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And fast forward to 2024, you're just about to start
a
journey.
Yes, sir.
That shows how long it takes to be an overnight success.
Of course.
Not easy.
Yes, sir.
How's the family, though? How's everybody?
No, everybody
back?
Did tight.
Everybody's good.
Oh, Jesus.
The money is long now.
Oh, yes.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for my brother.
Blessings.
Blessings. Now, thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you
man.
For having me, man. Original there.
He said so. Did you see the reggae vibes dance off?